You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the Radio and Garage Logic podcast. I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Ricey Unchained.
Wanting to be unchained about Patrick? What has you the most unchained after a busy weekend?
I think that we should be in a pretty good mood around here, shouldn't we? Well, not the Wild, obviously,
no.
But
Wolves.
The Wolves and the Twins are going to stink this year, but that's okay. What the heck? It's, they had a good year last year. Come to think of it, we shouldn't be that happy, I guess. But I was I was just saying so who's Alec Lewis? Who's that?
Vikings beat guy for The Athletic.
And he's the guy that's saying that we're going to give, future number three, four, five number ones to get up to three. Is that right? Was that him or somebody else?
I don't know.
Some national guy had us going with these two guys and then a number one next year and then maybe a two and another two to get up to three to get Drake May. So that would be, I think it'd be worth it, but that wouldn't do good on the draft choice value chart, though.
Got to throw that out, Pat. If you got your quarterback, you got to throw that thing out because the competition will not allow you to go by the Rich Hill trade chart.
That's right. And what is and who's got the third?
Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah, Patriots. Got the third.
No team needs a quarterback more than them, but maybe they just decided that they're going to stink again this year.
Right.
And maybe here's the thing though. When's the next time they're going to have a draft class of quarterbacks like this? This is
not next year.
Yeah. Now it might not work out that they're all great, but there's three for sure, four maybe with McCarthy, and then the second liners, Nixon, Penix, are okay too. So I was saying from the get-go, one of the Vikings, you know, the Vikings, their problem was they were always drafting 15th, right? They were always kind of in the great middle, and they couldn't get up. And now these guys are smart enough to try to do something about it. So I think that no matter how it works out, this is something that had to be done.
So yes, absolutely.
That's my thought. I guess that's my good thought on a team locally is that. And then the Wolves, you know, it's been a phenomenon to me with the Wolves beyond winning attendance. It started early. Why early they had a, you know, if you bought a beef sandwich at Arby's, you could get a ticket for a buck and stuff like that.
They had beef sandwiches.
Those are the best.
They had to paper the house a little early, but now I wasn't there last night. I was just listening, but man, that crowd was into that ball game. But when you get Steph coming to town and he's playing good, I guess it should be. But it was rocking and rolling in there from what I could tell last night.
That place is hopping now. Like, that's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And the whole Nas phenomenon is back again. And I was listening to the national, what they were on ESPN the other night, right? And the national guys were effusive about how cheap they got Nas. You know, how did they get him for 3 years, $42 million, they were saying. So they were high on Nas. So that was some good negotiating by Mr. Connolly.
Oh yeah, on Nas. Well, don't forget Gerson. His morals might not have been great, but he also helped this team.
Yeah, he did in some ways, and some ways he didn't. But we all applauded him for the Wiggins trade, and he probably had to do it financially, but he brought back an idiot. So
you spun him off. That's okay.
Yeah, I guess you, but Connolly spun him off. Connolly had to do the spinning. So, I give Gerson semi-credit. You got to look back to his first draft, too, when he traded up to take a total stiff and Jared Culver, too.
Because he thought he was going to get the guy who the Cavs took right before him, right? And so he settled on Culver.
Yes.
And I saw
Garland would have been a nice pickup back then, right?
I saw a couple days ago when the Wolves were playing that back-to-back. I didn't know this. Chris Dunn, Tibbs' guy, Chris Dunn, I believe is now on the Utah Jazz. He's still in the league.
Yes. He is in the league. I thought I saw he was over in Australia one time, but he's back. But that was as it turned out, Jamal Murray might have been a better pick than Chris Dunn. The guy that could make if you're evaluating two guys and one guy would beat the other guy in a horse game, 98 out of 100, take the guy who can shoot. That would be my advice.
So you just have him play horse.
Yeah, well, or just shoot. I mean, Chris Dunn, Tibbs, like, that was when Tibbs was in his toughness mode, I think. He wanted to be tough, had to improve their defense and make them tough. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the guy couldn't play. So that was, but you're right, he's second team, he's around. The only thing that upset me about the last couple of games with our Wolves is my guy Luka doesn't get any minutes now that Rudy's Gobert. What do we got against Luka? Luka plays 8-9 minutes, makes 3 shots, gets 2-3 rebounds. I think Luka should get some minutes.
I don't think he's active, right? When Gobert's playing.
He wasn't last night. He wasn't active, no.
I think he's just sitting in street clothes half the time. But he comes in and does a nice job. I will say that win last night, they came back from 12 down in the first half. Yeah. They got some nice performances from guys who we have questioned at times, so.
Oh yeah, and McLaughlin is making some shots. He only gets 8, 9, 10 minutes, but he's playing okay as a guy who doesn't have to play much. And Morris, so Connolly's, if he can play Connolly 30 minutes, he looks. I was worried about him a week ago. He was wearing down, and all of a sudden he's had 2-3 great games in a row. So
yep.
It's exactly. Here's the trouble though.
Mm-hmm.
If you finish third, you're probably going to have to play the Suns. and it finished fourth, you're going to have to play the Pelicans. So you're not going to, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
No.
Now, maybe OKC, maybe last night was a hint that they're going to slip a little. Maybe you can end up second. I'd much rather be second and play one of the teams coming out of the play-in tournament than either the Pelicans or the Suns. That's for sure. Although the Pelicans might pass the Clippers. The Clippers are fading, and the Pelicans never lose. So,
yeah, the Pelicans are a strong club. The Clippers are a weird team.
Oh, God, yes. They played.
A weird club.
I mean, they were awful. Then from January 1st till March 1st, they had the best record in the league, and now they're, you know. Well, here's why they're weird. Mm-hmm. If Kawhi has a, you know, if a mosquito lands out on him in California and bites him, he takes two games off. So he's not exactly a warrior. And, you know, he can come up the other night when we were watching. Was that against our boys that he virtually did nothing to his leg and have to limp off like
he was
near death?
Yes, that was Kawhi. Yep.
I loved him back in the day, but he refused to play for the Spurs. He came up with some excuse, and then he got traded to Toronto and won a championship. And since then, he's been very unreliable.
That's true.
He's great, but you know that's he's a very unpredictable guy, and that is an unpredictable team. Well, they got those personalities. I mean, Harden and Kawhi and Paul George. You know, that coach might have to go to a psychiatrist once a week. So
they've got some recalcitrants on that club.
Yes, they do. And Harden has kind of now trying to, instead of pout his way to a new contract, he's been trying to play his way to a new contract, but you can never tell when he might start pouting again because he's not getting a.
And he was awful here.
Supermax tournament, yeah.
The game here, what, he made no shots from the field?
Yeah, he had an 0 for 10. 0 for 10. Yeah. Yeah, that's you don't see that often, but there's I'd take all I could get out of him this year. I think he's done, right? His contract up? I think it's up.
I'd have to look. I don't know.
He's trying to get a super max, but if you pay, the NBA is nuts, though. They give these 35-year-olds these huge contracts. I don't get it.
A super max.
No, no chance. Anyway. So that place was jumping, and that team's been amazing. The fans have been as amazing as the team, in my opinion, because it started a couple years ago, and last year was good. There was the enthusiasm was good last year, but this has been, this has been back to 2004 as far as the crowd. Maybe better than 2003, 2004. The crowds have been just fired up. I think it's a younger generation, too, to some extent.
Yes, I think you're right. Hey, what about the
Where are they getting their money?
The kids?
The younger generation. Yeah, I mean, what are they, they just putting it on a credit card, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, exactly right. You know what? You'll pay it years from now. You won't even know about it.
Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to a sweet 16. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their Savory 16. You see, the Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. The difference is, at the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. The sure bet is Canopy Group for your home and auto insurance. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Twins bullpen, how concerned are they? They're dropping like flies.
I know. I think it's at a point when you have a shaky starting rotation like this, extremely shaky.
Yep.
And then you don't have your bullpen. You know, I think I'm going to write a column for Wednesday, and I think I'm going to start with Edwin Diaz getting hurt for the Mets last year to start the maybe this isn't a super team. And then they ended up, they went from 101 wins to, 80? Something like that. Yep. Got their manager fired.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a crisis. It's a pitching crisis here. And I remind people again that last year they were fourth in innings pitch for starters. And 2 years ago they were 27th or 8th. And they're going to be a hell of a lot closer to 27th or 28th than they are to 4th this year. And now the bullpen is in tatters. I mean, I liked the Funderburk guy as a kid. I talked to him last year as a character. But he did about everything he could not to make the team this year. And now he has to this spring, and now he has to, right? Because yep. He's the only lefty they have. And when somebody in this fivesome falters, which might be three of them for all we know, there's nobody. They've got nobody to come up. Woods Richardson, nope. He's a big no. Brent Hedrick, are you kidding me? Brent Hedrick, whatever his name is. We'd be signing Tommy Malone if instead of him. And then and this Festa doesn't have any innings under his belt, so I don't know. It's I think there's plenty of reasons for pessimism. And they did, you know, they have the worst record in the spring training of any team, and I know that doesn't mean a big thing, but it would indicate that they aren't hitting that well. And that's we think they have this super lineup, but I'd like to see I'd like to see them score 6-7 runs someday, you know. So they haven't really hit that well this spring either.
I'm with you though. There are certain years where things start well. You don't have guys hurt, you get right?
Yeah.
You don't know. And then there's certain years, and it's true across the board sports, where you start to get guys hurt, one guy gets hurt, and then another guy mm-hmm. gets hurt. There's a weird karma of sports.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're right. The Mets, when Diaz was celebrating the World Baseball Classic, yes. a win, he's jumping up and down,
yes.
and he collapses to the ground. That is bad luck.
That is. And that's the first sign of, and no sport, I think, more than baseball, because baseball's got, what? Dodgers, Yankees, 3, 4, 5 teams that can buy their way out of it, right? By the way, out of it. And then there's every year there's 5 or 6 teams that are helpless. But those 18 teams in the middle, what's the karma? What's the vibe? What's right. the, you know, good vibe? I mean, the White Sox, last year, the White Sox in April 1st, thought they had the best lineup in the league, thought their pitcher, they had Cease, they had Giolito, they had, and they end up losing 100 games, I think, for the third or fourth time in franchise history. So, and now they're to the point it was so bad they gave up. They gave up for this year.
They totally punted. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. As I told all the Red Sox fans who were I was over there for a game and they're all complaining and grousing. And I said, your problem isn't budget. Your problem is geography. You should get yourself in a different division. You should yep. get yourself in the Central. You'd be the favorites. Instead, we're terrible. We stink. We're the worst team in the division. And you probably are.
No,
so, yeah, it's it is funny, though. Last year, I mean, it was a phenomenon when the people showed up like they did for the playoff games last year at home. It was – but – there's no long-term effect of that. It was just the thing to do. And now your schedule stinks. Mm-hmm. The weather's turning on you. I mean, when your schedule, your schedule is...
That's another karma thing.
The weather's turning on you. Yeah, right.
Gorgeous. Unbelievable winter.
You could have played here on Christmas. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to play on Easter, but you could have played here on Christmas, And, it's just... And the day, the Dodgers, as I keep saying, now we might not be a big deal because Ohtani, did we hear from Ohtani yet? Has the press conference started yet?
I don't know. He's talking today, and my guess is it's on, Pacific time, right? So probably not.
Yeah, and my guess is it's going to be
there'll be a press conference.
And I can't answer. There's going to be a lot of he can't right. answer that questions. And his English. his English ability will be down to the zero meter when
it'd be like a Russian hockey player.
Never heard of it. Yeah, I would never, heard of it. Never heard of it. Yeah, it'd be like asking a Russian hockey player what he thinks of Putin.
Yep.
You know, it's you're not going to get a good answer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, they obviously are a little concerned that their $700 million superstar might end up with a suspension. But I'd also be worried about the 5'10", $325 million pitcher. How many great short pitchers have there been? I don't know why they did that. He's a little guy, isn't he?
Was that to appease Ohtani as well?
No, I don't know.
I mean, he got shelled in Korea.
Apparently, somebody was saying they can take the money that they're saving by not having to pay Ohtani, put it in the, until later. Put it in the bank and have $1 billion in interest by the time they have to pay him. So so they decided to kick away 325 of that. But how hilarious would it be if this guy stinks, if he can't get people out? I mean, we're absolutely rushing to an assumption here, considering we've only seen him for one inning, but he was awful in Arizona. Working on stuff, and then he was incredibly bad. And now we'll see if the Twins might get to face him here this second week of the season, right? So what if the Twins come home? So they got a 2-game series in Milwaukee after the Kansas City. What is this? I thought we played those 2-game series back to back in the middle of the summer. Common opponent.
They open against the Brewers. Was that 3 years ago now?
Because
loss, the Colomé,
yeah,
right?
That's when Colomé threw.
Yeah, that was against Milwaukee.
Instead of throwing at the first base, he threw at the second, and they ended up urinating away a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth. So, that was that. And that, talk about a vibe, that ruined the entire season. The bottom of the ninth in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Going to the wrong base.
Change the entire thing.
I would have liked to see Manager Kelly back in the old days if a pitcher of his ever made a play like that, he would go out and remove him from the game and not pitch him for 3 months. So he would not put up with that. Yes. So I got a question for you, hockey puck heads. Have we worn out the flower?
You know, maybe. But here's the other thing. You know, when you look at how they've done against good teams, there's no path to the playoffs here. I mean, on Thursday, they'll beat the Sharks. And they'll say, well, we can only control what we can control, and we got 2 points. But I mean, that
Vegas,
Blues.
Right? You got Vegas Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. But I mean, that Blues loss, it's just indicative of who they are. They just don't have enough good depth.
And St. Louis, which played awful for what weeks, is now 6-0-1 or some dang thing. Like
yeah, and
that.
St. Louis, by the way, didn't look great either. Like, both those teams shouldn't make the playoffs. I hope the Golden Knights do.
Well, I actually watched a little of their third period the other night when they couldn't get a second goal, and all of a sudden it's 1-1, and then
the Seattle game. I watched it.
Score with a minute to go, and I think they were offside. Did you see that?
Yes, it was so close.
It looked offside, but
look at you. Look at you trying to break down offside. Now Gilbert rubbed off on you.
But it's in Vegas, so they said he wasn't offside. So that's, they're like everybody else. The home crowd will love it if we give them the goal. So.
You know what, Pat? Unless, to go along with your long-held belief about replay, unless you are clearly offside, I don't want to review them anymore. I'm so sick of this. We stopped the game. I mean, how many thousands and thousands of goals scored in this league history could we go back and nullify?
You have never seen anything that will drive you crazier in the replay than officials of women's NCAA basketball games in the last 30 seconds trying to determine whether there were 25.2 seconds left or 25.3 seconds left. I was watching somebody, it was a close game, and I think I was just watching it to make myself angry because I knew these jackasses, every time the ball was knocked out of bounds, we had to go to the clock to see if there
the men do the same.
Eight, yeah, the women are worse, though. The officiating in general is worse. And but the men do the same, too. It's no, that's what I say. You want to speed up basketball? Take the tenths off the clock. No tenths. Get rid of the tenths.
Oh.
Yeah, get no tenths. We didn't have tenths until 25 years ago,
right? Beaters, right.
Just said eight seconds to go. The mystery was kind of fun, too. Hey, there's a second to go, but we don't know if it's 8 tenths or 1.2. That's okay. It's unbelievable. It drives me crazy. It is. They got enough issues walking to the free. You know, when they start fouling to send the guys to the line, there's nothing more boring than that.
Nope.
And then you add this. Every time a ball goes out of bounds, we got a replay. Yes.
College is incredible, though. The best of all of the announcers I heard for the men's the past 4 days, Stan Van Gundy, who literally now says, okay, that's enough time. Let's play some basketball here.
Yeah,
and starts to incessantly bitch about the fact, and he's right.
He's pretty damn good, too. And I heard him say, you talk about all these kids, these guys changing school colleges. He says, my brother went to 4 colleges in 5 years. He always gives his brother Jeff shots, you know. What an odd couple of brothers.
Oh, God.
Big, bulky Stan and little skinny Jeff. And I think the NBA really lost a treat when they got rid of Van Gundy. He was great because he'd get frustrated, too. You know, he was just like that, too. And they just did it to save money. It's too bad.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
But he's great on these games because he just starts bitching and doesn't stop, and he's not wrong about any of it.
No.
And you can tell the broadcasters, his partners are a little bit like, oh, boy, I don't know if we should be saying anything. Let's just play the game.
Yeah. That's Stan, though, right?
That's Stan, not Jeff.
Jeff didn't take it. Did he take another job? I don't think he did.
I haven't seen him doing it because he got blown out.
Effective at the end of the year, right? But
yeah.
Are you using him not, or what?
I miss him.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too.
He was really knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, and he'd get disgusted, and he'd, you know, and he was, you know, that's the one thing, to some extent, the NBA national broadcasts have a little more candor than most sports, right? And then, of course, you go to Charles and those guys, and they might say anything. Charles couldn't pronounce Yale the other day. When Yale beat Auburn, he said Yali or something. Yali, we got beat by Yali.
He's the greatest. I think he referred to the Grand Canyon performance yesterday as the stupidest game of basketball I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is the stupidest group of players I've ever seen. He doesn't care. It's just fantastic.
He's done pretty soon, too, right? One more year or something. He announced he was leaving, I think.
Oh, he did?
One more year, yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Oh,
but
God.
Then maybe he'll make a few trips to Las Vegas and have to need the money again and have to.
He can't go away.
No, he can't. He's putting a little weight back on, though. He got himself slim and trim, but he's putting a little back on. That's good.
Went to a fat camp.
Oh, I know. He looked great, man. He looked good in the suit. So
yeah.
Wonder how many wives he's gone through so far. I think I think I was at the All-Star game when he got married the second time. That's when he was disappointed she stayed. She was supposed to leave at halftime. You know, he married her on Thursday, and she was going to leave, you know, at halftime and catch her flight, but she stayed, and he was disappointed because he was intending to go to the gentleman's club. As he told all the media that was sitting there talking to him.
He's incredible.
There was nothing more fun back when they had Charles and all those candid talking goofballs. On Friday, the NBA had the greatest PR guy of all time, Brian McIntyre. And on Friday, they just have all the reporters covering it in a drinking room with the players. The players come down, and it wasn't a formal table or anything. And Charles would be holding court one place, and somebody else would be holding court the other. And then much like the NHL, the NBA writers were a real cult. You know, the guys that had covered for 25, 30 years, and the players knew them all by the first name. And a lot of that in the NHL, too.
Right.
And in the day. And it was just like, they'd tell those guys anything. There were no secrets. They just trusted everybody not to... not to repeat it, which would not be a good idea now if
no,
you got some bloggers around or somebody. You know, that's all newspaper men know what the line is.
Right. You know what's on the record, off the
line
record.
Is. Yeah, you don't even have
even
to
if it's not you. Said explicitly.
Yeah, even if it has to be told, you don't exactly you don't right. have to. So,
hey, Pat, tell us about your favorite place to buy a car.
I'll tell you what, if you have bought a SUV from Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, or maybe one of those big old Sierra trucks, you didn't worry about the snow at all. Whoosh, go right through it, man. Go through it like it's nothing. Even if it does weigh 25 pounds of shovel, it's you go right through it, man. And they got a big stock of SUVs out there in Apple Valley. My guys in Apple Valley, also in Hastings, they got four varieties of SUVs. The Envisions, the big old one, there's a lot of those around at very good prices and low interest rates, 0.9%, 1.9%. And these trucks, they look to me like they're cutting deals on trucks. It's a little... Well, you know, they're significant, but man, these things, these are not the trucks of my youth. My old man had a 1941 Ford. You could put, you know, that was not in too good a shape. You could put that in the trunk, you could put that in the bed of one of these trucks now. You need yourself a big garage for one of them, but you can get a good deal, low interest rates. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, and the sedans. Oof. I guess I'm the sedan guy, and you go out there, you can get a really good deal on these. Check them out. Buick's got a great fleet of cars these days. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, Hastings and Apple Valley.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So what is your, I saw on Twitter, I was shocked, your ex, I guess now, post game of the Gopher men's basketball NIT loss. I saw Pat Royce almost going gopher hole
almost
by
dead.
Ripping the officiating.
I know they got beat. The other team was better, but it was so obvious that these guys were under orders to make sure Indiana State gets to the Hinkle Fieldhouse for the semifinals so we could have some people there. There was one guy, I don't know who he was. He's a little tiny guy. He made some of the idiotic calls of all time, and the Kareem Jabbar or whatever his name is. He came down the lane once. There was a gopher there. He wiped them out all over the place.
Yep.
And nothing. I don't do this very often, and I'm not blaming the defeat on that, but it was horrible. The officiating was horrible, and the gophers didn't really get a call. Garcia basically cashed it in because of that reason. You know, another thing is, and I've seen it in the playoffs now, in the postseason a couple of times, two guys scowl at each other and give each other a push, and you give them the double technicals.
Yep.
Which in the NBA doesn't mean anything, but in college basketball, it's a personal foul. So all of a sudden, you got three. You know, instead of two, you got three. It's idiotic. They so overreact to stuff. But these guys were terrible. In fact, I texted a member of the staff, and I said, you know, you guys weren't very good, but that officiating was awful. And he responded, what do you expect? It's the NIT.
Yep.
They want that team of staying alive, and, you know, they do.
Well, he's Indiana exactly right.
State, you know, Indiana State got robbed, and fans can react in different ways when that happens. You know, the Gophers had this once. In 92, we felt like we got jobbed, right, and didn't get to go to the tournament. And mm-hmm. That's when they filled up Met Center and Target Center for three games because they were remodeling the old dump then. And and they filled it up. Way more fans than they'd had previously for NIT games because we felt like we got jobbed. And the same way down in Indiana State, they're all fired up because they're trying to prove something. And they were the better team, but the officiating was awful. And if you don't make the NCAA, the NCAA has, like, I think you only referee one game in the first round or something, maybe two games, but they're taking up, like, the top 100 and some officials, right? The highest rated,
sure.
Probably the highest rated 120. So the NIT gets what's left. And, it wasn't good last night, but yes, I did come off as a blatant homer, but it was not the officials, I thought, were bad enough for me to take that criticism because okay. I thought that was bad enough. And I don't usually give the officials credit for determining the outcome. I'll tell you what they're super whining about though. I went over and watched, a couple of games at the high school tournament Saturday afternoon, and Totino has some great athletes, and the old public schoolers from out of state are very upset that they have to play Totino Grace and they got to move up and
okay,
you know, beat them, you know, but you know what the hell, Mankato East was in the game and they, you know, it's the whining, the Stewartville coach whining about the proceedings because he had to play Grace the first round. Well, hey, there's three teams in the bracket that beat you during the season.
Yep.
One of them's not Grace, I don't think. And he wasn't complaining about Grace. He was complaining about the seedings. But the coach from Mankato East, he wasn't complaining. It's the idiotic fans who think that teams are, if they send a team to the state tournament, it's entitled to win. And no, it's not, you know. I mean, Freetag decided to go to Breck so he could win. Well, you know, he could have went to a 4A school too, but he was going to go to a basketball academy in California and decided not to stay at Jefferson, went to Breck. But so what? You know, beat him, you know.
The only sport I agree with.
Lake City almost beat them. And as I said, Lake City, they were missing their 7'3" center. So that hurt them a little bit. Yeah.
The only sport I agree with classes is football. Yeah. Got to have classes in football. I got no sympathy in hockey and basketball.
No. And they forced Academy to go up and, you know, by whining enough in hockey and they, you know, football, yes. I mean, football.
You got to do it.
You can get hurt.
Correct.
Yeah, if they're way better than you. But football's stupid because they let everybody into the playoffs. They should not do that. Those first-round games. Somebody suggested, it's now suggested that if you don't want to play your first-round game, you have the out to opt out.
Oh, wow, you know, just forfeit it?
Yeah, if you're a 1-7 team and you're down to 32 players, you don't have to go play.
Interesting.
Something, but you know, they'd be better off if you just took the top four team from each section. So,
hey, last thing, the Fighting Motzkos going to South Dakota to play Nebraska, Omaha, and possibly BU, Sioux Falls.
BU will be a handful. Who's BU playing?
Top seeded BU will play number four seed Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT. Not RIP, RIT.
They got a, another way. So why would you send that team way out here to be a four?
Oh, there was major controversy about the seedings and where teams went. And did you know that the regional in the Midwest is essentially at the Blues practice rink because no one else bid? And last night on StubHub, tickets were like $1,000 because the place is so small.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yes. Nobody we're finally trying to get these games put at home rinks.
Yeah.
Home arenas instead of these big ones. But like, it's literally the Blues version of TRIA is hosting a regional.
Wow. Well, why would they award that to them? Why didn't
no one else call us up
and say,
I know, I agree.
You know, bid. We need a bid to a real arena. So,
well, I don't know. So we have one outside
than,
the X.
It'd be worse than having a Ritter, huh?
It's like Ritter. Could,
yeah.
Yeah. Essentially.
Wow, that's terrible. Yeah, I wasn't terribly impressed with the Fargo one last year when I went to the regional.
Oh, really? I like Shields. It's great. I like that arena.
It might be okay, but it's not. I don't think the junior team gets a lot of media because
Green Bay's the same way.
I had to haul my fat ass into a behind a chair with I could barely wiggle for 3 periods. So,
but they got to fix this. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Just
I'm tempted to go down there though. I'm tempted to go down there to because Snuggerud and Pitlick's daddies were both on the 89 team, right?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're absolutely
and
correct.
I hear great things about Grandma Pitlick, that she's a character of the first magnitude. And
Lance was a character.
I would like to watch the game with Grandma Pitlick. I'm not sure her name is Pitlick anymore, but they say that there's Pitlicks and other branches of the all over the place. There's been Pitlicks forever here, right?
Yep. Well, and yeah, because Lance's sister had a kid and he played pro, and now he's got what, two or three boys. He lived, as far as I could tell, the hockey lifestyle of the 80s and 90s, though.
Yes. How many Pitlicks are in the league right now? One NHL.
Is it two deaths?
Rem and would be at
Tyler's Tyler. Tyler might not be. I don't know anymore.
Okay, but there's Pitlicks all over the place.
Oh, God, yeah.
Omaha. Now, Moscow's junior history, though, was Lincoln, right? Not Omaha. Was it Lincoln that he coached?
Yes.
He coached. I mean, that's where he made his reputation, winning in the, I think, in the junior. But I think it was Lincoln, not Omaha.
Yeah.
But maybe Omaha.
That sounds right.
Anyway, this is the year that they're going to get to St. Paul and maybe win it. Because last year,
You
know, it's hockey. It's random. Last year, way better team than this year. But, you know, strange things can happen. So
still want to know why Cooley, Snuggerud, and Faber weren't on the ice for that opening faceoff in overtime.
Particularly Faber.
no bleep.
Now, are the rest of the Wild going to be, well, Kaprizov will win it, but would the rest of the Wild be upset if Faber was voted the MVP? He's by far their best defenseman.
He's the Calder. He should win the Calder. But Bedard is a superstar. He's going to be phenomenal, but Brock Faber is the best rookie in the league this year, I think.
Yeah, God, he's terrific. He's got more offense in him than I thought he could. He's terrific, man. Now if they can just fulfill your dream of missing the playoffs and getting a good draft choice here, we'll be in good
shape. They don't belong in the playoffs. You know what? As a hockey fan, I don't want to see them in the playoffs.
All right. I got to run, so we'll see you Tuesday, boys.
Sounds good, Pat. See ya.
Yeah.